Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody that's listening now or will be listening later. I'm here with my dad, and it is Labor Day weekend. I don't even know what Labor Day weekend stands for, Dad. Do you? I mean, I'm glad you're here. No work? Great.
It's about labor.
It's about labor? Giving up labor,
yeah.
Labor for a couple of days, or well, how does it work with Labor Day? Do you know? You don't know either, do you? Just admit it. Great.
I don't care about it.
Yeah, you know.
I know about the Bible.
Well, there you go. B-I-B-L-E. That's a book for you and me, right, Dad? So my father's always on to me about reading the Bible, starting to read the Bible. And so I do it the easy way. I look up meditations, and they give me Bible verses all night while I'm sleeping. And they actually stick, believe it or not, Dad. So that's a good thing.
Yep.
You got some wonderful stuff to talk to us about with the Bible. And so go for it. Let's see what you got to say. You're a great teacher. I really enjoyed last week with Esther, Vesta, and King, whatever his name is.
Xerxes.
Xerxes, yeah. I was going to say King. We don't know how to say name. Just go, works. It's all good. But, yeah, I knew the women. I mean, he's a pretty – can I ask you one question? And I want
sure.
to know this. Do you think that the kings were really good-looking back then by traditional – good looking that I would consider good looking or whatever? Or do you think that they were just not good looking and they were just rich and ruled the kingdom, which back then probably was a world, right? And what's your thoughts on that, Dad? Do you know? Do you have any idea? He was a very comely king. I never hear him say that. Of course, I don't read the Bible. So tell me, what do you think?
Well, the kings back in that time and the in the early times, they're wholly different than they are now, kings. But there were good-looking kings, and there were bad-looking kings, and there were monolithic-looking kings. It just depends upon. A lot of times, the king had to have some age on him before he got his kingship. Sometimes they just fought for it. But there's some handsome kings, according to historical reference to, but. You know, I'm not going to talk about a king. I'm going to talk about Abraham, Isaac.
Okay, well, let's talk about
yes.
Abraham and Isaac, because that's one for the book. So, let's see what you got to say. I know who Abraham is. We came from Father Abraham. He had a lot of sons, and we're one of them, and so are you, right? I learned that in school, by the way, Bible school, when I was a kid.
You're right. God gave Abraham a covenant. It's an everlasting covenant. Cannot be reneged. Cannot be turned against him. It's there. It's unconditional covenant. Unconditional covenant. You're right. We are the progenitors of Abraham. Abraham and Sarah is our father and mother removed many, many times. But remember this. That I'm going to talk about Isaac. That's Abraham's
okay.
son. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was conceived and born. Can you believe 100 years old? And Sarah was around 91 years old. But that was a miracle. And it's a miracle
yeah.
that God granted Abraham and Sarah. And they had a son named Isaac. They named him Isaac. Well, Abraham had another son before Isaac. He was named Ishmael, and he was born from Hagar. That's Isaac's servant. And Sarah couldn't have children. She tried, but they never could have children. And at 91, she gave birth after God promised her this son. But before that, Hagar was there, and Sarah looked up at Abraham, and she said, "Honey, why don't you go make love to Hagar? She'll give us a son, and all these promises that have been made to him will be passed on to Hagar and her son." So Abraham said, "Well, it suits me fine." So he went into the tent, and they conceived, and she bore a son. She named him Ishmael. Well, at time went on, then Sarah got this miracle from God. She got pregnant, she had a child, and they named him Isaac.
She had a son named Isaac,
and
right?
Were,
yeah, Ishmael was first, though. He's the firstborn, right?
He was Abram's son by Hagar. Hagar was the servant.
Yeah, but Ishmael was the firstborn, right, Dad? Because there's a certain lot of stuff that comes with their firstborn, right? Or am I wrong? I'm okay with that.
You're right. But you're going to listen to this. And so,
and I'll learn more.
After
go ahead.
After Isaac was born, and there came contention between Hagar and Sarah. So God said, listen to your wife, Sarah. Don't listen to your wife, Sarah, because all my promises will go through Isaac, not through Ishmael and Hagar, not through Ishmael, the son of Hagar. So Sarah said to Abraham, so you got to do something about this. There's a contention between Isaac and Ishmael. So Abraham said, well, what do we do? So they conceived a plan. They sent Hagar and Ishmael out in the desert. Just got rid of them. Give them supplies. And God took care of Ishmael. He grew up and he became wicked, but God took care of him. He told Hagar, he said, Hagar, listen, you conceived a child because Abraham is a father, and I will take care of Ishmael, but Isaac is a son that I will honor. So that's the way the story went. So Ishmael was born. I mean, Isaac was born, and so started the line. The Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he has said, and the Lord did to Sarah what he had promised. God never forgets a promise. God gave Abraham that covenant, unconditional covenant, and from him Isaac was born, and before him was Ishmael, but Isaac was the man. When Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him. That was the time of the town when circumcision was there. Abraham was 100 years old when his son was born. Sarah was around 91. Anyway, sometime later on, he sent Hagar and Ishmael away and said to Abraham, get rid of that slave woman and her son. God said, listen, don't be distressed about the boy and the slave woman. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it's through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go into the region of Moriah. Abraham said, well, what do you want me to do? What he did would disturb us today, but that was a time when it happened. Kings and queens and people, they sacrificed their sons if they had to. So Abraham cut enough wood, loaded on his son, Isaac. He carried fire, and he sat at the place that God had told him. Isaac said, Daddy, what was wrong here? He said, we got all the necessary, but where's the lamb? And
that's
Abraham said, Abraham said, where is the lamb? Don't be worried, son. God will provide. Now, if you stop and think about it, here's Isaac. He was old enough, big, strong enough to carry the wood because they're going to have an offering. And he was the son that was to be buried or killed. He didn't know he said, none of this is going to happen. But Abraham said, God will provide. Abraham was now very old, and the Lord blessed him in every way. But we will go to my country and my relatives and get away from my son Isaac. Anyway, they got up to the mountain, Isaac carrying the wood. Abraham built an altar. And I'm not sure how this would work. I'm speaking bluntly now. I mean, the boy was probably a teenager, young teenager. How he succumbed in this and let Abraham bind him on the on this table and bound him up and said, I'm going to offer you today. And I don't know. You know, I'm a man, but if my father did that to me, I'd probably be struggling. But the Bible doesn't mention Isaac struggling, where he lay on a table, and Abraham raised a knife and started it down to Isaac, his only son, that he had made the promise to, that God had made the promise to. And yet here is Abraham going to take his life.
Wow.
As we look at this, we're amazed at it. Remember those times that sacrifices were normal, not abnormal as they are today. But anyway, as you start down with the knife, God said, hold it. I just wanted to check out Abraham and see if you knew that I would take care of you. And there's a ram caught in the thicket. He unbound Isaac, got that lamb, and sacrificed the lamb. And Isaac was saved. Anyway, the story goes on that Abraham had a servant that he met. They said, I want you to go find Isaac a bride. He said, go to my people and find her a bride. Isaac said, the servant said, okay, fine. So he went and he found this lady, Rebecca, and he had different things that she went through to find out that she was the right one. And Rebecca said she came back with him. And Isaac was on a camel, riding a camel, doing some things. When he came back into the land, he saw Rebecca. Gosh, she was good-looking, beautiful woman. And she became his wife. And Isaac comforted her after her and loved her and was comforted by her when his mother died, because Sarah by that time was dying. Abraham left everything he owned to Isaac. But while he was still living, he gave gifts to the sons of his concubines, Abraham's concubines, and sent them away from his son Isaac to the land of the east. And his son Isaac and Ishmael by this time was grown, of course, and he was a fighter. The story in Ishmael, you can read this, but you know, I can't cover it today because it's too much to cover. But Ishmael and Isaac came together and they buried their mother in the field of Ephraim. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac, whom then lived near Ben Lara Roa. But remember, all the things that God had promised Abraham was passed on to Isaac.
Wow.
Isaac is the account of his mother's. This is the account of the family life of Abraham's son Isaac. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac was 4 years old when he married, 40 years old when he married Rebecca. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because he was childless. She answered his prayer, and his wife Rebecca became pregnant. Apparently they had trouble getting married, pregnancy, but anyway, she became pregnant. He was 40 years old. After this, as his brother came out with his hand grasping, that's an unusual sign of birth. Rebecca had twins. She couldn't get pregnant. Finally, God allowed her womb to be open, and she became pregnant. And grasping his brother, came out with his hand grasping Esau, which is Rebecca's twin. And he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebecca gave birth to them. Here she was, 60 years old from Rebecca. Isaac had a taste for wild game. Esau was a hunter. Jacob was a mama's son. And a strange thing happened is, pardon me?
I said it's a mama's boy. That's right. Mama's son.
Yeah, mama's boy.
That's right.
Isaac was loved to have a taste for wild game, and he loved Esau. But Rebecca loved Jacob. Esau and Abimelech. Anyway, there was a famine in the land, and Isaac was staying with the kingdom of Amalek. And Amalek saw Rebecca and said, "God, this is like a woman." So he took her into his establishment. God did not allow her to be violated. Anyway, Isaac was with his wife, not with his wife, but close to his wife. And Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, looked down from the window and saw Isaac caressing his wife, Rebecca. I could get in that what I wanted. So Abimelech summoned Abimelech summoned Isaac and said, "She is really your wife. Why do you say so? She is my sister," Isaac answered, "because I thought I might lose my life." Strange thing. Same thing happened to Isaac as happened to his father, Abraham. Abraham gave Sarah to the king because he thought he was going to lose his life. Isaac gave Rebecca to the king because he thought it was in his life. And so Abimelech said, "Whoa, I want you to get her out of here. Take everything that you own, your crops in your same year, and reap a hundredfold because the Lord has blessed him." Abimelech said to Isaac, "Move away from us. You have become too powerful for us." So Abimelech said to Isaac, "Isaac, I want you to get out of here. You're too powerful for us. You're going to inflict things on us." So Isaac moved away from there and was encamped in the Valley of Gear, where he settled. He went on and opened the wells that he had been dug by his father Abraham when the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died, and gave them the names that the father had given them. And so Isaac went along well. He had a lot of property, a lot of animals. The method of this time to gauge your witnesses was how many animals you have: camels, sheep, zebras, etc. And Isaac was extremely powerful. They dug for water and where Isaac had moved to, and always discovered the wells of fresh water there. But the herders of Gerar quarreled with those of Isaac and said, "The water is ours." Isaac said, "Wait a minute, my people are nugging. It don't matter, their water is iron." Anyway, they had contention, and ever who won, won. Of course, Isaac won the battle. Isaac built an altar there and called the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent, and so there his service there well. After all this is going on, the day Isaac's service came to him and told him the well they had dug, the last well, and he said, "We found water." Now you remember that water was powerful. Well, it is today, but we have plenty of it. Just the floods this week prove that. But they had found water, but they were living in the desert like, and water was always, always prized. There was a source of grief for Isaac and Rebecca. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak, and he said to Esau. Now Esau was the brother, twin brother of Jacob. And Jacob was loved by his mother, and Isaac was loved by his father. Now the blessings at that time were given to the oldest son. The oldest son was Esau because he came out a minute or two before Isaac. Jacob. Because Jacob, he was holding on to Esau's heel when he came out. "Here I am," he answered. Isaac was calling to Jacob, to Esau. And Isaac said to Jacob, Isaac said to his father, "I am now old man and don't know the day of my death. It's coming close. But you know who was listening? Was Rebecca, because Rebecca was looking for Jacob. And Rebecca was listening to Isaac, but to his son Esau. So he told Esau, he said, go find some game, because I love the game that you bring in. I love the taste of it. And I'm an old man, and I'm blind. I can't see. But I want to have my meal, a good meal before I die. So Esau took off right there, and Rebecca said, ooh, now wait a minute. I'm not going to allow, my son to have his son, her son. Jacob left out of the blessing. So they devised a trick. Put on Esau's clothes. Therefore, the father would smell the clothes and realize it was his son Esau. Well, it was showing on that Jacob came into Isaac, and he said, Isaac said, "Well, son, you're back off early. You got it." And Jacob said, "Well, yeah, because I found the food and I'm cooking it." Store it on Jacob cooked the food, or his mother cooked the food, and Jacob brought it into Isaac. And Isaac said, "Well, you're really back early." I said, I can't see you, but I can feel you. So he felt him, and they had divided where the hair of Isaac felt a hair and realized his son Esau. He smelled it, smelled Esau's clothes, and he said to Esau, which he thought was Esau, but it was really Jacob, said, "Son, I'm so glad you're back, so let me taste it." So he tasted the food, and he loved it because, you know, he had that wild game taste. So he blessed Jacob. And no sooner he got the blessing out, from a distance, Esau was coming there. So he came into his father, Isaac, and he said, "Daddy, I've got the food for you." "Well, son, just blessed you. What do you mean, my food? I'm not hungry now." "Well, you asked me to go get a food, and I found it, and I cooked it, and here it is." And Isaac said, "Oh, God. Can't believe what I've done. I have gave your blessings of our line to your brother Jacob." Back in that time, the oldest son always got the blessings, the primary blessings, and everything else went down after that. But here was a father, Isaac. He gave his blessings to his son Jacob, which was Esau's portion. And Isaac said, "Well, I'm sorry, son, you know, I've already got the blessing, I've got the blessing, I can't retract it." We don't have that problem today, you know. Obviously, blessings and things like that are not given. But at that time in the late history, whether good kings or bad kings or whatever, the story was you gave your blessings to your eldest son. Anyway, Jacob had to leave the country because Isaac was mad, but he couldn't do anything about it. The blessings had been given. He told Esau, "I'm sorry that I gave your blessing to your brother Jacob." Esau had really sold his blessings because he was hungry. He was out hunting, and he came in and he said, Isaac said, "Well, if you want a good blessing, sell me your birthright." Esau was like people today. They could care less. He was hungry. He said, "Well, you can have it because it didn't mean anything to me anyway." And he sold it because he was hungry. And he got the food and he took it. As it turned out, he didn't get the blessings. Isaac gave it to his son, Jacob. And Jacob had to leave the country, and he went and worked where his uncle and all parents of Isaac and Abraham lived. And that's another story in itself, because there he had worked 14 years and 7 years, and he did all kinds of things. But Isaac had given the blessings to Jacob. So the Abrahamic covenant, which is unconditional, that all the children will be born through Abraham. The children today, like you, me, Jews, and et cetera, they were unreal. They were what God had promised. And Isaac had two children, Esau and Jacob. Jacob got the blessings. Esau got secondary blessings. And Isaac lived 180 years after that and was buried. Now, Esau and Isaac came together, and they buried their father, and they buried Rebekah in the place that Abraham had bought. And they went on and lived. But remember that Isaac had given his portion of the covenant to Jacob. And Esau was then left out. Remember, when you serve the Lord, God always takes care of his promises. He never, ever, you'll never find in the Old or New Testament the 66 books where God made a promise and he backs out on it. That if you trust God, you believe in God, God will make his promise to us. What's that promise? He promises to take care of us, to lead and guide and direct us. Educational-wise, if we ask God, he will give us the education that we desire, that we need for whatever he wants us to do. In Jacob's case, that's what he did. In Isaac's place, he took care of Isaac. He found him a wife, Rebekah. They had a child, two children, Esau and Jacob. And they lived. But remember, God take care of us and his promises. Isaac wanted to give the blessings of his blessings to Esau, but he didn't, because he was tricked. Do we like that? No, we don't like it, because we think it was wrong. But that's what God said. I will give you my blessings to your son Jacob, because it's from Isaac. He made Isaac a promise, as his blessings was from Abraham. Remember, God always keeps his promises. He keeps it to you. God done for you. I tell you, he gave us his son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins and our life. And God made us a promise that we'll become his bride and we'll go to heaven in the rapture or whenever. If you don't believe in the rapture, I do. But anyway, he said we'll go to heaven and live eternity with him and God and just Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Do you believe in God? I hope so, because God is everything. God gave his son, who he gave us eternal life, to be with him forever. T, that's all I'm going to talk about today.
Well, that's good, because, not that it's good. I enjoy your talks, and everybody else does. So I have a couple questions, okay? I'm going to ask this, and I'm like not sure, but I am. So, Abraham, yeah, and Sarah, were they Jews or were they Gentiles, or do you know?
They were not anything. They were people.
Okay, so their heritage is not really spoken about, right?
That's right. It has not been. Now, God chose them, but they were not Jews. They were progenitors of Jews.
Okay. Okay. So they weren't Jews, but he chose them, so they were something else, right? Something else, right?
Not something else. They were special.
They were special.
To give them an Abrahamic covenant.
Okay, the Abrahamic covenant. And explain that covenant again. Okay, please. I'm sorry. What was
God saying? There's a condition. there's conditional covenant and there's an unconditional covenant.
Okay.
Unconditional means it has nothing to do with mankind. It's God's promise to Abraham. Your progenitors will be my people. And they were expressed people that they took off Abraham, and Abraham had children of the skies, like millions of them, which we are a part of that.
Okay.
But the Jews came to play later on in life.
Okay.
God had chosen them. They're his prized people. Go ahead.
Okay, got you there. And thank you, by the way. So we're not sure of their heritage, but we're all from them, those people.
From Abraham.
Okay. All right, and I'm probably going to get into something we need to talk about later, but I'm going to ask you one more question. So Adam and Eve were not Jews. They were Adam and Eve, right? Abraham and Sarah were not Jewish or Gentile. They were just Sarah and Abraham, right? Right?
That's right.
Is that what you mean?
Right.
Okay. Interesting. All right. And then the other question, I want to just say this is a comment. Really, there was a bone of contention. Is that what you call it in that day and time between Sarah and Hagar? Really? You get two women in there and, you go have the baby and then that'll be good. And I'm not going to get pissed. You just go do what you got to do with my husband so we can have a little baby. Really, Dad? I mean, that's just it. You know, and God didn't have any part of that because he didn't facilitate that. That was just their ego, right? Doing that.
Well,
lack of faith.
Sarah said to Abraham, I can't have children, Sarah, Abraham, and you've been given this promise and you don't have a child. So go to Hagar and have a child, and he will be our child. She did
okay.
that.
Okay.
God
so
allowed
that's
it.
Abraham. Yeah, God allowed it, okay, but that wasn't God's idea. We want to be really, really clear that I'm understanding that correctly. I don't think it was, okay, but I get it. So, sometimes you just got to wait, right, in the perfect time. But
wait on the Lord.
Oh, yeah, right? But I got to tell you, that little boy, Ishmael, suffered. Do you not think he suffered? I mean, come on, Dad. He's out there in the desert with his mother.
Well,
what
he suffered
think?
Because In fact, that's another story because Hagar went over and set him under a tree to die because they were out of water. And the angel of the Lord said to Hagar, don't be it. I'm not going to let this kid die. He's yours. He's part of me. He's not, I'm going to take care of him.
I'm going to cry now.
And
thank you
did.
For telling me that. All right, because I'm not going to do this because you can do this another day, but there's a couple of cousins floating around here that are related to Ishmael and Isaac, right? Or Isaac, right?
Okay.
First cousin? Maybe. Yeah. Another day, right, Dad? I get it. All right.
The Jews were first mentioned. Remember this.
Okay.
The Jews were first mentioned in the book of Esther.
I understand what you're saying. I got you. I hear where you're going. I got you. Okay. I got you.
But so, God chose the Jews as his personal people.
Right.
But after Christ came, there's no such thing as Jew and Gentiles. They were all under the promise of Christ. And Christ
okay.
is the supreme being.
Okay.
Christ
that's right. So
came
we're all
into this
Christ,
earth.
Right?
I'm going to talk about Christ one day because I used to think, I say, why did God give his own son? But it was for a purpose. But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, I would like to know that purpose myself. Because, you know, I mean, I know that we just, and when I talk to people about Jesus, they go, so all I have to do is accept it. I told you this the other day, accept in my heart and believe he died on the cross, and then I can live in eternity with Jesus and God and all the beings in heaven. I go, that's it. Well, why isn't everybody
that's
doing
it?
Okay. I'm sorry. And then the other question I have was, thank you, by the way. I understand something. I got something I've never gotten. And when I was a child, when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I heard that story before, but it was never explained like that. Thank you. All right, sir. Maybe I was smarter. Maybe not. So anyway, thank you for that. And so... And Ishmael, he was, did God like him? Did he take care of him? the angel of the Lord? Is that the one, the same one that came to Paul and or Jacob or somebody and made them their hip hurt? Is that the same angel? Is that God in angelic form?
Angel of the Lord is Jesus himself in human, in the angelic form.
Okay.
Every time you see the angel of the Lord,
right,
that's Jesus.
Okay. All right. I got to ask this question.
Go ahead.
Now I'm not going to ask it. Oh, I have to. All right. So the angel of the Lord is always Jesus, right? And does
always.
Does he bring good news, or does he bring not good news, or does he do both? What do you think? Or does he help a guy out, right? He helps a guy out, like,
he
you
does
know.
Both.
Okay, he does both. Okay. So he gave, the angel of the Lord gave Ishmael some water, and did Hagar get in trouble for saying, hey, sign you to a tree, sorry, buddy, you're going to have to go to heaven. Did she get in trouble for doing that, or you know, she just had
no. Remember that God's promise was to Jacob. God's promise to Jacob, the Esau, I mean to Isaac, and via Abraham. The system goes Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. In between the whole thing, after was Hagar and Ishmael. But Ishmael and Hagar was given to Isaac by their own volition, and God took care of them. Were they sinful people? Yeah, I mean, Ishmael was very sinful. But that God gave the promise to them, because who told Isaac to go make love to Hagar? His own
Sarah.
Wife, Sarah. I mean, Sarah.
That's
no, Rebecca.
Right. I mean, yeah. Really, yeah. I mean, it's just like, yay. It's always going to end badly. Trust me, with my coaching business, I've seen that all, it never ends good. Okay. So, or ends well, sorry. Anyway, that's funny. Not funny, but interesting. Okay, thank you, because that clears some stuff up for me there. I appreciate that. So, may I ask you one more question? Pastors
sure.
in churches, do they avoid this kind of conversation that I'm asking you? Do they talk about it? Because I've never heard it before.
Well,
they
are very rare
before.
That they talk about it. Very rarely.
Okay.
Because it gets into the minds of people. Today we're evil. Yesterday they were evil. Before they were evil. People are evil at heart. I know you disagree with that to a point. But remember that the heart is a very evil thing. Now, who said that? God said it. I didn't say it. God said it. Jesus said it. So people stay away from very subjects because they get off on tangents they shouldn't get off on.
Sure.
I was reading the Bible today. I read every day, but I was reading God's, and Paul said to the people, Christians now, he said, listen, avoid endless controversy. They come to no good. So therefore, preachers don't preach about it.
Okay.
But the Bible is interesting.
Well, yes, God, it's got
Bible
everything in there. It does. It's got murder. It's got sex. It's got cheating. It's got wilderness. I mean, I didn't realize that. By the way, when I was a kid, I heard a lot of Bible stories. It's better than Lifetime Channel. It's got a lot of stuff. I'm teasing, okay?
The Bible
but, yeah.
is very interesting. If
yeah,
you dig deep
it
into it, it gets more interesting.
Well, you're giving us a lot here, Dad. I had no idea. Dad, it clears up so much in my head. You have no idea. I didn't even know I was thinking about that. But and when you were talking about the that they were a totally different than Jews and Gentiles. They were something totally different, right? And,
They were just
and
humans.
They were humans, but they were different DNA than Jews or Gentiles. I'm going to say it like that because I don't know how to say it. Okay? Correct?
DNA is fine. But remember that the Adam and Eve were just humans.
They were, and they are.
Cain and Abel.
They were.
Cain and Abel were humans.
Yes,
Abraham
but we didn't
was
have
human.
The Jews and the Gentiles
Sarah
until
human.
Right, but we didn't have the Jews or the Gentiles until Esther and her and her pal Mordecai, or her gardener, guardian, right? Is that right? Yeah.
Yes, you're right. That's when it, and you remember this, that God was not mentioned in the book of Esther. That
Why
we
not?
Know that it was God. But God okay. did not have the writer of Esther mention God. And the Jews were a select group of people that God chosen as his choice people. Is it Jews and Gentiles, are they of God's choice people? No, they're all the same. They're the bride of Christ.
The bride of Christ is the chosen people, right? That's what you told me many times, because I still have challenges with that in my head. Not being the bride, but not being Jewish, okay? Because I always wanted to be Jewish when I was a kid, right? You know, it seemed like they had all the extra holidays.
People want to be Jewish now. I have a friend that he's 39 years old, 39, maybe 40. And
right?
He said he's around the Jewish people that I'm around now. He said, I'm only Jew, so he went and got circumcised at 40 years old in today's society.
Oh, my goodness.
He'd like to
God
die from it.
I would have been like, it's not that important. They're not going to check you. Just say you are. Probably, right? I'm just kidding. Wow. Getting circumcised.
It's immature.
Yes, yeah, it is. Anyway, but so, and like I said, it's we're the bride of Christ, and I mean, Jesus is our friend, our buddy, and so there's so many questions, but I'll ask another day and everything. But thank you, Dad. I appreciate that. You want to give some contact information for yourself?
You can contact me on Colonel, C-O-L-O-N-E-L. This is my email address, Colonel Abbott, A-B-B-O-T-T. 366@gmail.com. And you can find my book there. I wrote a little book about myself. Not egotistical, but God led me to write it. There's the books on there. You can order it from Amazon. I think it's $7 or $8. You can email me with questions if you want to. I have questions. I have my email list just keeps growing. I can't answer them all. I answer them on this podcast. Some I give questions that are answerable. But remember, if you have a question about salvation, I'll be more than happy to answer it. But I can't answer all the emails, but I try. I read every email. I read every email that comes in. And I pray for you. And I have, like I said, my book is on Amazon. It's a little book about, it's a nice book. Well, I don't want to brag about it.
Let me ask you a question. That book is more than that. That book is you and God connected, and in your journey, God, how you connect, and how you struggled with certain things. We all struggle, but you're a godly man and struggled with things. And so that book shows that, really shows. And then you came on top, okay? And you
yes.
get tied up around a tree. That's a darn sure. Like, that's a little hard. You know, like, Kate did with her son. You know, that's a whole other story. I'll tell you about that later. That's a little bothered. Anyway, that book is amazing, and it's on Amazon, and it's all about your journey of God finding you and God. God never has to find us. He always knows where we're at. We just got to really open up and turn the lights on and bring God to us, right? Don't you think?
That's right. Exactly. God's always there.
Yeah. You know, sometimes he makes you search for the light switch, but you can always find it. There you are, God. Hey. Good. Anyway, I love you, Dad.
Make God fun.
God
taught me
you,
this
right?
More than anything. God has a character. God has a humanity. God laughs. God cries. God is our friend. He's our judge and jury. He's everything. We have to believe in him. That's
yeah,
it.
So,
see, I gotta
that's
go.
Right. All right, Daddy dearest, I'll talk to you later. Bye, everybody. We'll see you
Take
next
care.
Week. Same bat time.
See you.
Same bat channel. Bye, Dad.